What's your favorite color of clothes? My favorite color of clothes is blue. I just find it to be a very soothing and versatile color that goes well with many different styles and colors. A lot of my clothes are a shade of blue. What kind of clothes do you never wear? I never wear clothes with really elaborate designs or loud, bright colors. I prefer to keep my wardrobe simple because I don't want to draw too much attention to my clothing. I almost never wear anything too formal, like a suit or a tuxedo. What kind of clothes do you usually wear? I usually wear casual and comfortable clothing, such as jeans, t-shirts, and sneakers. If it's cold, I often wear a cardigan. I like to be comfortable in my clothing and feel relaxed in what I'm wearing. Do you wear the same style of clothes on the weekdays and the weekends? No, I don't. During the week, I tend to wear more formal or business casual attire for work. For example, khakis, button-up shirts, and sweaters. On the weekends, I prefer to wear more relaxed and comfortable clothing, like sweatpants and a hoodie. The place where I'm able to relax and unwind the most is a small park near my home. The park is just down the road from my apartment, not far from the main walking street, which is busy at all hours of the day. Fully covered by trees and vegetation, it's a peaceful oasis in the midst of the city, and I find it to be the perfect place to escape the hustle and bustle of daily life. The park is well maintained, and there are plenty of benches and picnic tables where I can sit and enjoy the scenery. Sometimes on a weekend afternoon, I'll bring some snacks and drinks and have a picnic with friends. Other times, I prefer to go alone and bring a book. There's also some exercise equipment and a basketball court. I've never used the exercise equipment, but sometimes I play basketball with my neighbors. It's usually pretty lively in the park on a summer night. At least once a week, there will be group exercise in the evening, and sometimes there are community events. But if you go in the winter, it's usually totally silent, and there might only be one other person there. I enjoy both versions of the park. Life can get busy, but I try to visit this park at least once a week, and I always look forward to my time there. Whether I'm reading a book, taking a walk, or simply enjoying the peaceful atmosphere, I always feel relaxed and refreshed when I leave. I feel very lucky to have this park so close to my home, and I appreciate the effort that has gone into maintaining it. It's a place where I can connect with nature, escape from the stresses of daily life, and simply relax. Even a few minutes in nature can help me clear my mind for whatever challenge the day is going to present. How do students relax themselves? There are many different ways that students can relax and unwind, depending on their interests and preferences. Some students might choose to engage in physical activities, such as sports, exercise, or yoga, while others might prefer more passive forms of relaxation, such as reading, watching movies, or listening to music. Many students also find that spending time with friends and family, engaging in creative pursuits like painting or photography, or traveling to new places can be very relaxing and rejuvenating. What activities do employers organize to help employees relax? Employers often recognize the importance of relaxation and stress management for their employees. For example, employers might provide access to a company gym or wellness center, organize team building events and outings, or offer massage or meditation classes during lunch breaks. Employers might also give employees extra time off, such as paid vacation days, or flexible working arrangements that allow for a better work-life balance. Do people nowadays have more ways to relax than in the past? Yes, I believe that people today have more options and opportunities for relaxation than in the past. With the advancements in technology and the internet, people can now access a wealth of information and resources that can help them relax and unwind, from online meditation and yoga classes to streaming services for movies, music, and games. Additionally, there are many new and innovative products and services available that are designed to help people relax and de-stress, such as smartphone devices, wearable technology, and specialized spa treatments. Do you think natural scenery is more helpful than indoor activities when relaxing? This is a matter of personal preference, and both indoor and outdoor activities can be helpful for relaxing, depending on the individual. Personally, I find the sights and sounds of nature very calming and restorative, and spending time in the great outdoors can help me feel refreshed and rejuvenated. For others, indoor activities such as reading, listening to music, or watching a movie can be very relaxing and provide much-needed escape from the demands of daily life. Ultimately, the most important thing is to find activities that help you relax and feel good, regardless of whether they're indoors or outdoors. That are designed to help people relax and de-stress, such as smartphone devices.